I think we didn't really have it on here, but I'd like to go ahead and take a minute for each of the members that have served on the board this year to maybe just... in fact, what I'll do is, those of you that are on the board, Ken Lent, Dirk, that are not going to be on the board upcoming, if you've got any guidance for the membership, for the board, anything you want to say about what's happened this past year, give you guys a couple minutes, and then we'll maybe go over some comments of those that are going to be on the board. So maybe, Kent, you got anything to say in addition to your remarks you've already made?
No, I appreciate all the support we've had in terms of getting our assessments paid and all the volunteer help to help make this work well this year. And hopefully that we'll continue with this new trend and the new design in terms of how the ranch is run and managed and how we plan to make it better in the future. Let's see if we can keep the ball rolling. That's all I can ask.
Thanks, Ken. And again, thanks to you for your service. And I know Ken and Dirk both have made comments to me that, you know, they will not be on the board this coming year, but that doesn't mean that we won't see them again. Obviously, from some of Dirk's comments on what we need to do or what we should do or should at least look into as far as the Owners Association and taxation and everything, he's already said, I'll help you however I can. Continue to learn some of those things, because most of that stuff's like way over my head.
I will too. I'm just getting a little old for this 800 mile round trip every month.
We appreciate Ken making the effort to be down here, not only for board meetings, but like Ole mentioned, many other times during the month, and pitching in anywhere and everywhere he can. So Dirk, you got any other parting remarks?
The only thing I want to say is how much I appreciate working with all of the board members, and each one of them has enriched my life by getting to know them a little bit, and looking at the ranch from a little bit of a new perspective. I wish that the only reason I'm not running, to tell you the truth, is having two teenagers and two fresh college students and businesses that are struggling. I just can't spend the time that I know a board member probably should be spending. And so I hope to be able to volunteer and help in other ways. And I'm really thrilled with our new match manager. Ranager? Is that right? At first I kind of thought anybody that was crazy enough to move him and his family up there must be something wrong with him. But he's a real asset in his family to the ranch, and I hope we can all get behind him and give him some support. And I appreciate getting to know Brent a little bit and Jerry and the volunteer efforts that I've seen up there as a result. There's a lot more going on than what I knew about. So best wishes to the new board. I look forward. I think it's kind of a new season for the ranch in terms of an optimistic, positive experience. I think the last several years have been wrapped up with a little bit of rivalry that hasn't really moved anything ahead. And I haven't seen any of that since I've been on the board, and it's been very refreshing and encouraging. So I encourage the new board to continue to move forward with that energy. So that's it.
That's Dirk. The seven people that have been coerced or volunteered or fell asleep and we wrote their name down for the board service in 2008 will be Dustin Hollis, John Southwick, Taylor Button, Scott Foster, Don Cox, David Seals, and myself. Some of these guys are not here. Scott Foster is playing in a national rugby wheelchair tournament in Tucson, Arizona today, and in Phoenix tomorrow. So he will bring something kind of new and different to the board. Has quite a bit of computer experience and has been willing to help out however he could. I know there have been some of us that have been aggravated about the condition of the county road between here and town. And when all your fillings fall out and you have to go visit Dr. Phil Hall and have them re-drilled or put back in. Scott has written a really great letter that we will be circulating for members to put their name behind to say, hey, county, we would like you to remember us out this direction and see if we can't get them to... You know, really, honestly, today the road from the Scudamaw asphalt, where the asphalt ends, and the Scudamaw Ranch is in pretty darn good shape because the company that's taking gravel out of there on a daily basis is watering it 2 and 3 times a day and smoothing it up.
The other day, great.
So they're polishing it up and keeping it in good shape. If it hadn't been for them, you'd have been vibrating and rattling all the way from the oil. And it's been really bad several times this year, but if we can... And that's one thing that Scott has been working on is putting together a letter to go to the county to see if we can't help them and encourage them, not in a threatening way to say, hey, get this done, but what can we do as a fairly significant landowner and membership out here to encourage them to pay a little more attention and help us out. So that's a little bit of who Scott Foster is. You'll all be learning a little bit more about him. But if we go ahead and take a minute... Dustin and John both have been serving on the board this past year, but I'll give them a minute to tell you a little bit about what they see for the upcoming year at Deer Springs.
I bought into this fun club three and a half years ago. And from the beginning, I wanted to figure out, why are we doing some of the things that we're doing? And I was lucky enough... Well, we fell in love with this place enough that I found an opportunity to move a lot closer to here. I was living in Arizona, and now we're living in Cedar City. So when the opportunity came to come and join the board and figure out why are we doing some of the things that we're doing, I jumped at that chance. And I think some of us have just started kind of moving the ranch or moving some of the things in the right direction. I think we need some more time to do it. We need to plan for the future rather than just working on what's the big issues that happened just this year. Some of what Dirk was saying earlier about how we're going to plan for that, some of those ideas came to me in terms of we need to more think like a homeowners association and that we need to plan for, you know, down the road rather than getting hit every 10 years or 15 years or 20 years with big expenses on things. Let's carry over money and plan. Hey, we need to replace this thing after 10 years or 20 years, or we need to add improvements without us all getting soaked, you know, every 10 years for a special assessment or something that nobody likes to do. But if we plan for it, we can do it. So figuring out some of those ideas I thought was critical. And we do need to plan to add some things to the ranch to make it fun for everybody. So that's it.
Well, I feel like Dustin is, bought this property here, enjoy it. Want to become more of a part. Last 6 months, the times that I have spent at board meetings, it's been an eye opener for me to know the inner workings of the board and all the things that go on with this ranch and all the needs that are out there. And I'm looking forward to working with the board and the membership to move forward. I like the vision that the board has come up with, and hopefully that's something that we can all share in. Thank you.
Taylor Button and Don Cox. Don, were you on the board before?
No.
Sean had been, but I thought way back when. But Taylor's been one of our board members in the past, and so if Taylor and Don both take a minute to tell us where you're at, where you're coming from, and what you think.
Here I hear.
That's all good.
Yeah,
I say myself, I refer to my wife too. We've been, we're a unit. We own a lot in conjunction, but we've been members for over 10 years. We've been basically involved with the ranch ever since we became members. Last year we took a little bit of a step back, you know, from the ranch. But, I'd like to encourage all of you members, if you just come up and spend a little bit of time up there, you'll want to be more involved with the ranch. You know, financially, it's not smart to learn to say to be, you know, be too involved with the ranch. You spend a lot of time and a lot of money and energy up there, but you, and at least we fell in love with it, and it just became a part of our life, and we just want to make for sure, not our financial investment, but our, you know, our dreams investment, the bona property here, continues on. So we just want to be involved. And I keep saying we, but it is to say my wife and I. I was hoping she'd take this, you know, put her name on the ballot. She didn't, so I did. So, yeah, I'm really the part of the sermon, you know, serving your strength in the association. It is a lot of friendships we have with people we've learned over the 10 years we've been, and it's great to be a member of.
Hi, Tom.
You know, I don't want to take anything away from Ole because he's doing a good job, but I've heard some ranch managers, now he told us that there's 13 calves that we're going to have, and he can't determine whether they're male or female. But I've heard of some ranch managers that can put them in front of a light and tell you if they're male or female, what's going to happen. So, anyway, Sean and I, we've got 12 kids and we've got 21 grandkids, okay? And so we've got quite a bit invested in what we're doing. So I want to invest something for the future. And so I'm after everybody's same interests and everything else to have something here that's ongoing for generations and that, to have something really nice there for our children, our grandchildren. And so I'm a general contractor. I've been in construction all my life. You know, so there's things that I can do. And Sean has been the one that's really been proud of me to get part of this thing, okay? And I really haven't been an active part. And it's the same thing like Peter said. I think once you get in there, you see things a lot different. And I think, you know, it's my time to get in here and see things a little bit different, see what I can do to make it a little bit better. So.
Thanks. Well, I look forward to working with both you and the other board members. I know both of you fairly well and have known you for a long time, and think you can add some particular things right at this time that will benefit all of us as a membership. I already mentioned Scott, not here, and David Sills is one that he was the one I was referring to, that if he were sitting beside me or out there, I do not know who he is, so I'm looking forward to meeting him and seeing what he will bring to the board.
David?
Dave?
No.
No.
That's
Is anybody here that can tell us a little bit about David Sills?
That's Larry.
Is he related? Oh, Sims. Oh. Sims.
David Sills, what I know about him is that he lives in the St. George area, owns a lot. He was nominated to the board service by Leo Weber, who was a man that I knew. Most of you probably know him that live in the Kanab area. He lived in Kanab for a number of years. I grew up with his kids and going through school. And Leo now lives in the St. George area, but nominated Dave, and he agreed to serve. And so other than that, I can't just give you any other inside scoop, but I jokingly said before that those that are foolish enough or committed enough to put their name in the hat are doing so at a significant sacrifice to themselves financially, to their families, and they're not here to be a doormat or a target for others. We're simply here to help focus some of your ideas, and so as we work together, that's the only way it can benefit the whole membership.